For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Country Music, a film by Ken Burns, airs on South Carolina ETV in 8 parts, with the first part airing this Sunday night at 8 p.m. In the days leading up to the broadcast, South Carolina Public Radio is presenting stories related to country music. Look what followed
me home. I like country music that kind of has a certain bounce about it. You know, it makes you want to dance.
David Ball of Spartanburg has made a lot of people dance in his long career in country music. In high school, he joined the legendary acoustic trio Uncle Walt's Band and fell under the influence of leader Walter Hyatt, playing bluegrass, blues, swing, and a good dose of folk.
We were playing a lot of folk stuff, and then that led me, of course, into Jimmy Rogers, the Carter family. So I got to come up really in country music through the bottom, and I'm really happy that I did.
The group moved to Texas, where it became a rage in clubs all over the state. There, Ball was exposed to more classic country music, which started wheels turning in his head.
You know, I got to see the original Bob Wills, Playboys, and just all these big bands playing in dance halls. I just loved it, and I always wanted to get up on a bandstand like that with a great band. And, you know, Hank Williams Sr. was still on every jukebox. So that was it. I was hooked.
Though popular in Texas, national success eluded Uncle Walt's Band. So eventually, Ball set out for Nashville. After years honing his songwriting, in 1994, he hit the jackpot. Yes, I heard me. Thinkin' Problem was the top-selling country song of the year, and its namesake album went platinum. Ball reflected on what makes a song a hit.
A hit record can be funny, a hit record can be very sad, and sometimes a hit record, it'll just stun people at how good it is. And some's got it, and some ain't. It's not something you can manufacture on demand.
Ball said time brought change to the country music industry, and today's country music has become more corporate. He took another direction, back to a more traditional sound, and stripped down the songs on his latest release, Come See Me, for a more personal, basic feeling. He said he doesn't even remember writing the title song, but stumbled over the demonstration version he'd recorded at home.
If you don't come and see me soon.
And I listened to it, and I went, well, that sounds pretty good. I could just put it out like that. Then I gathered up about 4 or 5 of these old demos and went to work, and that became this record.
The singer looks forward to the new documentary on country music and would like to see it inspire a new, but also old, direction in the field.
Wouldn't it be great if it's kind of the catalyst for a split in country music that would develop an interest in the roots of country music all the way up to Merle Haggard? It would be great if it revives an interest in more of the traditional country stuff that has less noise and more substance.
Funny how you can remember certain.
Join us for Country Music, a film by Ken Burns, airing in 8 parts beginning this Sunday night at 8 p.m. on South Carolina ETV. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.